Hey guys, how's it going? It's been a really long time since we've had a radio show.
Yeah, it has definitely been a long hiatus for us, Dave. This is what happens when you have kids.
Yeah, no kidding. We're going to try to get this done quick. I just want to talk to you real fast before we start. Number one, we're going to do the lottery tonight on the air, so all your questions will be answered about who is drafting when. Just a notice, there will be a 48-hour embargo about posting about who won what. We'd like to get everyone listening to the show before we actually publicly announce who's on there. There will be a hefty GM point fine if you announce anything. So no tickers, no news until the embargo is lifted. So let's just talk about the next few weeks. The week of the June 8th through the 14th will be the Western Conference Finals. Week of the 15th through the 21st will be conference or the West, just the finals. We're done on the 21st if we go to Game 7. Then we have a few weeks off until our draft, which will be July 11th, Saturday. It'll be the 12th for the Aussies. At some point during that period, you can start trading again. But however, anyone that has been retraded, it'll count as retrades until the actual draft. So keep that in mind. We have a pretty full show, so we're going to try to keep this get through this quickly. We actually tried to record one before, but we had a false start, so here we go again. Then after the draft on July 15th, the Wednesday, the league will shut down for the summer, and we can all go our separate ways. Are we ready to do this, Penny?
I'm ready when you are, Dave.
I'm ready. Penny's going to tell us who's up to draft, and I'm going to reach in and check the balls here. So let's start with number 14. What do we have?
All right, so number 14, if nothing goes crazy, it should end up being Toronto.
Okay. And let me reach in here. You're right. It is Toronto.
Okay.
What are they going to do with number 14?
Well, you know, Toronto's got a couple of things that they need to go ahead and shore up. One of the things that's going to hurt him is he doesn't have a real big man. He's got Dirk for another year or so. He's got Gorgui Dieng, who I think he believes is the point guard or the center of the future. He seems disenchanted with MCW, but, you know, you can't always tell with him. He's definitely going to have a lot of options going into the 14th pick. He's got players like Cameron Payne are projected to be picked there, point guard out of Murray State, Frank Kaminsky, a center. So he's got a lot of options. And you never know, one of those top 13 might fall down to him, too. So,
you know, he could also use a shooting guard, too. Yeah, but if best available, would be good, too. So, I mean, I don't know if this pick has been traded or not. But okay, so number 14 goes to Toronto. What's up next?
Number 13 is, if nothing happens, it'll be Memphis.
Let me reach in here. And this is his own pick, correct?
This is his own pick. He did not make
Pounce
a trade.
Really did a good job with these guys, taking over from apathetic GM and turning them into almost – I mean, that was heartbreaking at the end there, but it was, you know, Hound did a great job, so hopefully he'll continue to do so. So pick number 13 goes to the Grizzlies. What do you think he should
do? Okay. Well, you know, there's a lot of questions circling whether or not David West will invoke his player option, if he'll retire. So best bet for me for Memphis is he's got the rest of his starting five locked up. He should either move Jeff Green to the power forward or pick up a power forward. A player that would go really good on his team, I think, would be Miles Turner. He is slated as a center, but he could play power forward really easy. And it also gives him the backup in case Brooke Lopez goes down because he's very injury prone.
And if Willie Cauley-Stein drops to the number 13, take him.
I don't see Willie going past the top 10.
Yeah, and he's going to be pretty good. But, yeah, Memphis has got a pretty good – I mean, he could use a shooting guard, too. I'm not sold on Exum at this point. I mean, he's decent. But, you know, C.J. McCollum is actually coming up in the NBA, too, finally.
Yeah, and he's got Lamb. He's also got Bruno. So
yeah, but those guys – I don't know if those guys are actually going to do anything, but who knows.
Only time will tell, Dave.
Only time will tell. Before we do the next pick, we've got four teams left. It seems like a lot of people are talking more about trading than the playoffs. I think we've had a pretty exciting playoff so far.
You know, this has probably been one of the better playoffs I've seen in recent years, Dave. I mean, if you look at what's going on in the playoffs this year, I mean, obviously East has been sweepsville, but you had the major upset. Cleveland's gone. You had Miami. You know, it was a battle of the best roster versus the professor. But out west, I mean, we've had three series already went seven games, and we still have one more to go. And it's the number one versus the number two seed. So it's going to be really interesting these last couple of games.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're not going to make a prediction because you're in it, but I'm thinking that it's going to be two number one seeds in the finals. Lakers, Sixers, And I'm not going to say who's going to win, but it's probably going to go six games.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I'm not gonna say anything because I got to get past Atlanta.
Atlanta, and you know, Atlanta is no joke. They've got a great three. The only reason why I'm predicting you to go past Atlanta is because he just doesn't have the depth. Mm-hmm. Those big three are going to be tough, but I mean, you've got like a big nine, so it'll be interesting.
It will be. It will be for sure.
Well, let's get back to the draft. I know you don't want to comment and jinx yourself, so let's go back. I believe we're on pick 12, right?
Yeah, pick 12. Let's see here. Pick 12, who should it go to?
Well, if nothing changes, it's going to be Charlotte.
Okay, let me reach in here. Did Charlotte trade this one?
I don't believe
it. Yeah, they did. They went to Dallas.
That's right. It did go to Dallas in the one trade. I don't think we figured out which trade it was that it went to Dallas or if this was from a previous year, but let's look at Dallas while you're pulling that up. I've got Dallas's roster up for you.
Okay, let me reach in here real fast and see. So number 12 goes to Charlotte. Yeah, so yeah, it's going to Dallas.
So it's going to Dallas. So Dallas is losing almost four of its five starters. We don't know if Thad Young is going to opt in. He's got a player option. But Danny Green, Zach Randolph, DeAndre Jordan, all free agents. So aside from point guard, he's going to be looking for best available, I think.
Well, it depends who comes back, right?
It does. But, I mean, we really don't know. Is DeAndre going to go for money? The rumor in Minnesota is Thad Young is not going to re-sign, and he's going to test free agency.
Uh-huh.
Danny Green, I'm pretty sure that the Spurs are probably going to try and keep him. But, I mean, you never know. And with what happened in Memphis this past year, I don't know if they can afford to keep both Zach and Gasol.
Right. It's gonna be interesting in Dallas. But let's keep going because we've got a time crunch here. So pick 10.
Pick 11.
Sorry.
Pick 11 is Portland. It's from Minnesota.
Oh, Portland needs help. Hopefully it'll get bounced up because Portland, geez, if you look at this team, he's got nothing.
Yeah, he really hurt himself at the beginning of last season trading away for Kyle Singler. Gave up his normal first-round pick. He got this pick back in the trade that saw him give up on Dwight Howard.
Right, and like, I think we were talking about this team earlier, that Joe Johnson seems like he shouldn't be here anymore. He should be out of town.
Yeah, well, to be honest with you, after the finals and you open that trading, if I was him, I would be all over trying to move Joe for a lot of serviceable players/pick combos. But there's a lot of teams out there that'll probably think that Joe Johnson's that last piece to get him.
Yeah, I mean, if they have the space now, if you can get him, he's great. I mean, he averaged 28 points last season for the Portland Blazers. I mean, the guy's only got 13 GM points, so free agency isn't going to be the place for him to stock up this year. If you can trade Johnson for two or three great players at a lesser cost and get some GM points out of the deal. Let me just reach in here. Yes, number 11 is going to Portland.
Okay.
You know, Stanley Johnson would look great in Portland. So would Devin Booker.
You know what? Especially if he trades Joe Johnson away.
Yeah.
Stanley Johnson would fit perfect there. But if not, you know, players like Devin Booker, Trey Lyles, Willie Cauley-Stein, any of those guys are going to fit that kind of mold.
Uh-huh.
Sam Decker's a little bit of a slower kind of player. I don't know if he's going to actually be the same kind of guy in our engine, but he can shoot. So. Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the next one. Who should be up?
All right, number 10 is going to be the Clippers off the Golden State trade.
Oh, yeah, Golden State giving up his first rounder again. But you know what? He got Harrison Barnes this year, so that's not a bad deal. I mean, the curse of Walrus is gone. I mean, but the new Clippers, the new Warriors GM doesn't seem to be making too much of a difference either, does he?
No, and, you know, I had a couple of talks with him early on via email, and I think what was going on with him is I believe his buddy GM was Daz, and he came under the assumption of, let's see how my team plays out before I make any moves. I don't want to rush into anything. And I really think that was smart for him because he does have a decent little bit of a core. I think not having somebody that's trying to kill their team like Walrus would every year gives him the opportunity. I mean, hey, I'm sorry, but let's call a spade. The guy could not make good trades.
Uh-huh.
And I think that it's going to be interesting to see how this team goes moving forward. I don't think that anybody in this draft over the next 3 years is going to be as good as Harrison Barnes is going to be next year. He's improved dramatically this year, and I'm sure you're going to see it in the ratings.
Yeah, I think that sounds good. you know, Golden. Meanwhile, the Clippers need a lot of help. They just, I mean, that team might be one of the worst teams in the league.
Yeah, he definitely decided he was gonna go for broke and flip it. But the guy's got a lot of draft picks this year. He's got what, 5 or 6 first.
Yeah, he should trade these for established players. Did I reach in and look at this one yet?
No, you haven't.
Let me reach in. I mean, while we're talking, you're right. Yeah, it goes number 10 goes to the Clippers.
All right, sounds good. So okay. The next one would be number 9.
Uh-huh.
And we'll talk a little bit more about the Clippers because they have about 3 chances in this draft in the lottery. So I'm sure we'll talk on them a little bit more. But number 9 is Washington. This is their own pick. Darko did not trade it this year.
Smart. I mean, not like Jabari Parker turned out to be amazing this year, but, you know. Yeah, number 9 is a new number 2, but hopefully he can get something good. Let me reach in here and see if he gets.
Well, maybe he'll get lucky and he'll make it in the top 3.
Yeah, but he doesn't. Number 9 goes to the Wizards.
Number 9 goes to the Wizards. And now, this is going to be an interesting pick for Darko because his team is sort of in a big transition. He's got a couple of good players in Tony Allen, Randy Foy, Evan Turner. He's got his point guard already in Isaiah Thomas for the next 3 years, and he's got Gordon Hayward locked up. He needs a center, and Willie Cauley-Stein would be perfect for him.
Right, and what if Kristaps Porzingis drops?
I still rather take Willie Cauley-Stein.
Yeah,
I mean, I know he's projected. I know Kristaps projected higher, but personally, I'm always a little concerned about some of the Europeans coming over. Usually, he's 7'1", he's a power forward, but you know, I haven't heard anything about him like I had like Dirk.
Are you a racist?
So, no.
Okay. Good.
I'm a non-European. I'm just kidding. I'm playing, Tim. I'm playing.
Yeah. No, I think Washington could. I mean, he could really use guys in a lot of positions. I mean, he could also be another guy that could trade the pick and try to get someone established. But I think if Willie Cauley-Stein drops to him, he would definitely
even Jordan.
Trey Lyles. Too. Yeah.
Yeah. Trey Lyles would be great there. I mean, he's going to have options, and I think that's the biggest thing is. Is you have a 9th overall pick and you still got good options.
What about Miles Turner or Frank Kaminsky? Is that too much of a reach?
I think at that point, either of those would be a reach for the 9th. There's just too many good players. I mean, worst comes to worst. You don't got a player that you want that's a big that fits. Either trade down. Trade 5 or 6 picks down. You could still get Frank Kaminsky.
All right, let's pick who's up for number 8. Who's up?
Okay, number 8. We're talking about Charlotte, and this is from Portland.
It's not the Clippers? Look at the thing I'm looking at says Clippers.
I see Charlotte from Portland under number 8. CHA from Portland. This is the pick that Portland traded away and for Kyle Singler, I believe.
Oof. Okay, let me see. Hopefully he doesn't bounce up too much. Yeah, number 8 goes to Charlotte.
Okay, so Charlotte's another team. You know, they were really close. They've got a nice core. Elfrid Payton, Eric Gordon, and Iman Shumpert. You've got Carl Landry and Chris Humphreys there. He took a couple chances. He's got Larry Sanders. He's got Danny Granger. He's got Samuel Dalembert. But he's also got Alex Burks, will be coming off an injury, who's going to be a really good player. Eric Gordon, Iman Shumpert, those are going to be sort of tough. We're going to see what happens in the offseason with Iman. Is he going to get to stay?
How about Larry Sanders?
Larry Sanders retired, man. That guy went the way of the dodo. But,
yeah.
You know, Charlotte made good moves. I mean, he took the cap off. He got one of my future first-round picks for that thing. So, you know, I can't say that he made a bad move. I got ASIC for 1 year, and now I got to cross my fingers and hopes he resigns.
You think Justice Winslow will drop?
That's an interesting one because we do have a lot of bigs, and a lot of these teams that are in the top do need bigs.
He needs a big, too. Carl Landry's out for a really long time, I just found out.
Yeah, Carl Landry's out. Chris Humphreys is not going to be your starting center. So you sort of hope that you're going to have something. But, again, you know, maybe this is a place he grabs Willie Cauley-Stein instead of letting him drop.
Or trades it. Or trades it.
Or he could. Yeah.
Right, let's go move on. We've got a bunch more picks. So number 7?
Number 7 is the Clippers' own pick.
Let me reach in here. We've already talked about the Clippers. I mean, any help they can get. And number 7 does go to the Clippers. Let's move on since we've talked about them. Number 6?
Yeah, number 6. Number 6 is going to be the Clippers. It's the former Chicago pick.
What did Chicago give up? Oh, you know what? This went from Toronto, actually. And for some reason, Toronto sent this to the Clippers. Maybe it was part of the Nowitzki and Kevin
this
Garnett.
Is the Dirk, yeah. This is the Dirk Nowitzki, Kevin Garnett.
Okay. So, gotcha. Yeah. So let me see here. Number six. What does Charlotte give? What does Chicago give up for this pick, first of all? Let's find out.
I believe this was the pick that – this was the three-way trade where he got Steph Curry, I think.
From Craig?
Well, no. He traded – remember, he traded Michael Carter-Williams.
Oh, okay.
It was a three-way deal.
Okay. Anyway, let me just reach in here. Pick number six goes to the Clippers from Chicago. So we're pretty much on schedule here.
Yeah, no changes. I'm sort of surprised, but you know what? Usually 5-4, 3-2, and 1, these are where it really gets jumbled because there's a better opportunity for these other teams to win.
Okay, up next is number 5.
Number 5, we're talking – this is Oklahoma City's pick, and it's actually going to be to Dallas.
Okay, so Dallas has got two more picks, I think, in this. They've got they're projected to go number 5, and they're projected to go number what?
They're number 5, and they also have Houston's pick.
Which should be projected to go where?
It's projected second right now.
Okay, interesting. All right, let me reach in here. For number 5, it's the Oklahoma City pick going to Dallas.
Okay.
So we've already talked about Dallas. You know, they can – the only problem is Dallas is George Hill and Drew Holiday, and two of the top 4 guys are point guards.
Yeah, and –
And they might drop, too, because, you know, guys that – don't usually like to, like, I got Lillard. In our league, people like to grab wings and, you know, small forwards and shooting guards higher. They reach for them.
Yeah, I agree 100%. You know, he does have Justice Winslow over there as projected as the 5th, but this could be a perfect situation where you maybe reach down just a little bit, grab Kristaps, grab Trey Lyles. Trey Lyles probably going to fit a little bit better with the kind of team that it seems like Dallas likes to have.
Right, because there's a chance that he might have to just choose from Emmanuel Mudiay and D'Angelo Russell, and that's not going to help him at this point.
And if he gets that, that's when it's time to go, hey, let me trade.
Yeah, exactly. So he's still projected to go number 2, and then he could probably either grab Okafor or Towns if they're actually going to go that high up. But let's see what else he's got. We've got one more pick for him, but who should be next?
Number 4 is Brooklyn. Brooklyn owns their own pick still. All
right. Okay, pick number 4 is the Houston pick, goes to Dallas.
Wow, that's a shocker right there because Brooklyn only had a
10.4. Yeah, 10, so they're in the top 3, huh?
Yeah, so, you know, this is the kind of situation where Dallas, 4th and 5th overall picks, and you're looking at the players that are in that area, D'Angelo Russell, Emmanuel Mudiay, and Justice Winslow. This might be a situation where you take those two picks and you package them, and you go up to try and get number 1 with a player.
Or an established center or another big.
Yeah.
But you don't know. I mean, he could get Randolph and Jordan and Thaddeus Young back and then have these picks too. You just don't know. He's got a good record. He's got 99 GM points to spread out. I mean, but the thing is, if you look under whose contract, you got Hill, Holiday, Augustine, Allen Anderson, and Ray McCallum. They're all smallish.
The biggest problem for him is going to be he's got to make the decision about the draft before he gets to see what's going to happen.
Yeah, this kind of hurts for him a little bit.
Yeah, it's going to be hard.
Okay, let's go. Top 3?
Top 3.
Let's talk about
the
order. Who should go in the top? What should it be?
Okay, well, in order it should be Orlando, the Dallas from Houston, and New Orleans. But what's going to end up happening now is it's going to be probably – the order would be Brooklyn, Orlando, New Orleans. But who knows, because Brooklyn took over Dallas' spot. Dallas was supposed to be 2nd. They go 4th. So – Orlando and Brooklyn likely both leapfrogged into there. New Orleans could still be number 1, or they could even fallen further, and you could see Orlando and Brooklyn at 1.
Yeah, Orlando shouldn't be the high up, but Orlando sent that pick off to Atlanta, which hurts because Orlando needs that pick.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be frustrating for him.
Well, I mean,
you know, with the
you
pick
knew
that high,
he was going to suck this season,
but he did also get Marcus Smart.
Yeah, that's true. But let's take a look at that deal real fast before we pick here, because I know guys are frothing at the mouth. But all right, so they traded Channing Frye, Tyreke Evans, Rudy Gobert, T.J. Warren, and that first rounder for Nazi Muhammad, Chris Bosh, Jay Crowder, and Marcus Smart. So let's pull out the crap, okay?
All right.
All right, so Nazi Muhammad's crap, right? He got back Bosh. Does Jay Crowder any good?
Jay Crowder's a serviceable player, right, but he's not going to be
blocked. All right, let's pull him out.
Doors.
So we got Bosh and Smart, and then Channing Frye, we're not going to count. Tyreke Evans was moved. Gobert, I think, is, you know, pretty damn good. T.J. Warren in a first rounder. I mean,
if you really want to break it down, you're looking at Tyreek Evans and the promise of Rudy Gobert, the promise of T.J. Warren for Chris Bosh established.
He turned Evans into Chris Paul.
Yeah.
Chris Paul. So, yeah. Anyway, let's pick. So pick three should go to who?
Pick three right now should be. Well, it could be anybody. It would be Brooklyn if we followed that.
Pick three goes to the New Orleans Pelicans from Detroit.
Oh, my goodness. New Orleans had a 25% chance to get the first overall pick, and they end up with the worst situation having the third pick. The only other situation could have been worse for them is having a third team leapfrog them and then being fourth. This has got to be frustrating for New Orleans.
Was he complaining about losing all the coin tosses, or was that that was the Hornets, right?
No, that was the Hornets.
Okay. You're looking at New Orleans at this situation, he doesn't really have anything too amazing either on his roster. I think he goes for best available.
Yeah, he's got Trey Burke, he's got Trevor Ariza, but other than that, there's going to be a big drop-off.
True. Then he could be in the same situation where if, like, Towns and Okafor go first, he's going to have to pick a point guard or trade it.
Yeah, definitely. He's going to have a lot of things to do, but he could still use a good shooting guard because right now his shooting guard is Kyle Korver.
True, he could reach and get Justice Winslow. He might not even be a reach at that point. Justice Winslow would be really nice on his team. But then, you know, Ariza's pretty good, too.
Yeah. I mean, he's got options. So, you know, that's the best thing about this draft. There are a lot of options for you.
All right, let's move on to the next number two. We got number two and number one. We've got Orlando and Brooklyn. Orlando with a 17.7% chance, which is going to Atlanta, of getting the number one. And Brooklyn 10.4%. Man, it would be crazy if Brooklyn got the first pick.
Yeah, that would be. But you know what? With him going after it and taking this time, trying to get the players he wants, you know, this would be like
you know, if anyone deserves it, I mean, Brooklyn deserves it for helping us out with, you know, the stats extractor.
Single-handedly saving us going to 2K14.
Yeah, 13. But so if you were Orlando, if you were Atlanta and you had the first pick, do you need a center?
I think you still got to take the best player available. I mean,
you've got Gobert and you've got Howard.
You do, but what are you going to do? You also got a point guard, and the other two players in the top five that are going to be great are both point guards.
True. You know, you could trade the pick, or you could trade Gobert or Howard, too.
Or you can get real crazy and pick up the center and move Dwight to power forward.
That's true. And then Taj Gibson's going to need a new home.
Yeah.
All right, and if you're Brooklyn, what do you do? Did any of the center? I mean, you've got Kelly Olynyk and Amir Johnson who might be leaving.
Brooklyn for sure 100% needs a center.
Yeah, I think Anthony Towns would look amazing on that team.
Yeah, and Karl Towns is actually going to be the most polished of the two. He's got the more NBA game right now. Okafor is still a project, but he does have a lot of promise, and he is more athletic of the two.
All right, let me reach in here too. We're going to announce the number one pick.
Well, you got to start with number two.
Well, no, if I say who number two is, you're going to know who number one is, so I'm going to say who the number one pick is. Here we go. Right?
Go for it.
The number one pick goes to the Brooklyn Nets.
Wow. Congratulations, Wiz. We already probably know who you're going to get unless you feel like making a really nice trade.
Hey, maybe Orlando will trade, what's his name, Joel the Savior Embiid for the number one pick.
I don't see that happening. That's the one good thing for Atlanta or for Orlando is he does have Embiid coming back this next year.
Probably, unless he goes bowling.
Nah, he's going to have him.
Yeah. Well, he's got Bosch coming back, too. So, you know, Bosch, Smart, and Thomas Robinson's nothing to sniff at, and Joel Embiid and Ricky Rubio. That's actually not so awful. I'm just, like, giving him a hard time. Let's talk about Brooklyn, man. Exciting, huh?
Well, I think it's a great thing for him. It's almost like I don't even know how to put it in words. I know everybody that's in this lottery is hoping for the number one pick. And to be honest with you, if you're talking about the two guys, Karl Towns is definitely the best of the two. He's turned into a back-to-the-basket center that has a three-point shot. You know, I mean, he could pretty much do it all. He's almost like Rasheed Wallace was, except the difference is he doesn't have to shoot the three.
It's really exciting. I mean, I've had a top two pick the last 2 years, and it's always a great time. So, congratulations, July 11th. We'll have more soon, but let's turn our focus back to playoffs. We've got four more teams left in this thing still, and here we go.
All right. Well, good luck to all of you guys that are left. I hope you guys enjoyed our radio show. I know it's been a while since.
Yeah, sorry it was brief. We actually started one and then had to start over again, too. So it's.
Hopefully, we can try to get another one during.
Yeah, because I'll be off work soon, and you know, I'll have some more time. All right, so this is from Lou and Dave. We'll have some more announcements coming soon. Congratulations to WizKid and the Brooklyn Nets.
Take care.
Bye.